Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We give you the best cutting-edge information on health and wellness, geopolitical, the luciferic, demonic edge of what's going on. We tell you about the reality of what's happening in the astral, the realm of consciousness. We give you above-government technology, and we teach and preach to you that we are your protectors. You were your elder brothers and sisters taking care of you against the darkness and the ignorance of society. And to help us is Deborah Tavares, which is, you have the perfect name, the ancient warrior, female warrior general, Deborah. And I think of you as a Deborah in the realm of the ancient Hebrews, leading an army of truth against some very bad stuff. And you've got lots of documentation on StopTheCrime.net.
Dr. Bill, and I would request that everyone go to StopTheCrime.net. Please watch our YouTubes, like them, and get them out far and wide, because we're working tirelessly to get out information, Dr. Bill.
Now, I won't get into specifics, so I mention specific people, but you have a relative or friend who recently went to the eye doctor, and they told him he has a serious eye disease. He said, like, some kind of a hemorrhage, I think, right?
Yes.
Now, you have to understand the reason why. And I explained this with both Pamela and the Lumen Photon and Jim Cole. I've been working in the area of quantum biology for 36 years. I presented a lecture called Photon Maser Cytogenetics, because I have a background in quantum physics. I was actually recruited to go to MIT from grade 11 41 years ago. No, actually, it's more than that now. Time flies when you're getting... it was 41 years ago, to go to MIT and a PhD in plasma physics. Now, so I have a lot more knowledge than the average doctor or even just basic scientist, and I can... And when I presented the quantum energy transfer equations, I explained this. So 5G networks, cell phones, Gwin towers, and 5G that's being planted every 500 feet in New York is toxic to your cellular communications between your telomeres. Now, what the base thing is that every disease state and wellness and even longevity is based in minerals. If you look at the 18 longest-lived people on Earth, 17 of those 18 people that have 100 times more centenarians drink glacial milk from granite rock from mountains, like the Caucasus Mountains in Georgia. The 18th of the Okinawa Japanese that have, literally, if you go into their population, see 100 times more centenarians. In the state of Georgia, which is south of the former Soviet Union, there's 100 times more people that live to be 100. So they actually have two seats in their parliament. You have to be competent and mentally aware, not mentally sick, but have to be 100 years of age at least, or you can't sit in those seats. Now, why is that? It's because minerals regulate your DNA, and I've worked out the actual quantum physics. I'm the first in history to do this. And I stand on the shoulders of Linus Pauling and many other scientists, Maxwell, Planck, and Einstein, and so on, but I have brought new knowledge to the human race. And in fact, I'm going to play right now the atomic resonance of an orchestra of frequencies that we can send to you through an MP3. You can play through a Lumen Photon pad, a microcurrent device, a Sonic Life device. But there's also jamming frequencies you're doing every day when you pick up that cell phone and you put it by your head. You have a little earphone jack running into the temporal lobe of your brain. Or you have other things, and these are causing oxidative stress to your eye, your middle ear, and so on. So they cause not only tinnitus, because most people realize a lot of people who have tinnitus don't have a middle ear problem or a cochlea problem. They have the actual tinnitus starting in their brain. And they discovered this 100 years ago when they had people cut the actual cochlear nerve, so they became completely deaf, but their tinnitus didn't go away because it originated in their brain. Now, this person had the hemorrhage. Whenever you have a disease state, specific minerals are prevented from getting inside the nucleoplasm from your cytoplasm in to turn on genes to actually heal or regenerate your tissue. So the biophoton flux dance with your ion channels in your nucleoplasm, which is a little spheroid inside your cell, regulates life. And when the bioflux goes from 200 units, say for a newborn, down to say 30, 40, 20, 10, you're dying. And if you have a specific disease in a target organ like your eye, there are specific minerals that are actually being gene silenced so that those minerals aren't transported across the nucleoplasm and the cell starts to become deficient in enzymes and structural proteins to maintain the structure of the eye. So that's why you can have a hemorrhage. Whether it's the blood vessels or the actual ability of the Velcro of the back of your eye to stick to the eyeball so that you don't end up with a retinal tear, every disease state is a gene silencing state where genes are specifically silenced between the nucleoplasm and the ion channels because the telomeres are literally telling them don't transport a mineral. So when your hair turns gray, it's the telomere telling your nucleoplasm cell membrane don't transport manganese, so there's no more manganese dependent pigment enzymes, so your hair cannot be pigmented colored anymore. So this is really exciting, and I actually worked out how to build a field ion scanner, which I'm going to get patents on, which Linus Pauling theorized. And I shared some of the initial work on this 6 years ago with a radiologist from Los Angeles. But I have right now quantum technology, like Dr. Nestrov's work for 55-plus years in Russia with the cosmonauts. I have the bioplasma machine. I have my technology with oscilloscopes, where I can actually pull off the harmonic resonant frequencies of any disease state, including cancer, and actually create noise-canceling frequencies. So that's in the research phase now. Right now, though, I can send you an MP3 for a specific disease. So I'm going to play the harmonic orchestra in square wave notes for treating diabetes. And I'll play it right now. This is the primary note. You can get higher octaves, too, in the solfeggio 432 scale, but this is the primary note. Now, that can be played as music, or you can take those, instead of just a primary continuous note, you can make musical notes and actually make a musical scale. It turns out the musical scale in the higher frequency octaves is identical to what King David sang to King Saul, because the ancients knew the scale of music, which is not like our scale today. Our scale today is only a few hundred years old. It's a military scale that makes you release brain stress hormones. It's called the scale of war. That's what it is. It's currently a musical scale we have. And you can get it by a program on your iPad or iPhone to convert music back to the 432 scale, so it takes it out of the called war scale back to the ancient scale that's basically based on the same harmonic resonance as King David sang with his harp to King Saul. Okay? Pretty cool.
Yes.
Now, why is this important? The dark side of this is that the bastards that are running the world, that are Luciferic Satanists, under the Council of the Druid, the Council of 13, and the Pindar, they are poisoning us with harmonic radiation and with mineral-depleted soils. So if you look at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, don't believe me. Deagle, he's arrogant. I don't believe him. He's full of it. No, I'm not. I am talented. I'm not arrogant. I'm a real warrior Christian. I'm a Joshua-type Christian. Yahshua. That's why Jesus' name was Joshua. His sword was not a sword, a physical sword. His sword was a sword of truth. And you only get the truth if you ask questions. And then you have to, once you're empowered by God, the only way to do good is to do God. How's that? And I'm doing God right now.
I want to add to this conversation by saying that everyone needs to go to stopthecrime.net to the homepage and just scroll down under the banner, and you're going to see a link for a document that is entitled Population Engineering and the Fight Against Climate Change.
Right.
I'm just going to read a couple of notes on the various pages so that everyone will understand what this is about.
And by the way, before you do read it, I want to warn them, like you're in an aircraft and we're going to go through bumpy air, you need to be sitting upright and have your tray tables in the upright and locked position and have your seatbelts firmly around your middle.
Yes, you do. And because, again, this is called Population Engineering and the Fight Against Climate Change. Please download it from stopthecrime.net. But here's an example of what this document tells us. First of all, it is important to understand this document is as a result of the policymakers for climate change for 2014, the peace talks. And what this document is saying is that because climate change is considered a severe reality and the need to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, that taking lives is now permissible. It is
they're the greenhouse gas emitters, are people.
Yes, and they are. So here's an example of what some of the pages will tell you. On page one, it says, threats posed by climate change justify population engineering for eliminating people. And on the other side of the break, we'll continue with this document.
Yeah, people may not want to believe this. You see, it's a process of the demonic dark side, the rules of the game. They have to tell you, and if you're a fool and don't believe them, they literally think you're an animal and you're profane, therefore you deserve destruction. So if you believe, you're no longer profane. How's that? Finish that document. That's important to continue that, because I want people to literally not just get on their knees and pray. I want them to get on their face and pray. Is Dr. Daigle and Deborah telling us the truth? Because the dark future wants to get rid of 90% of the population. It's not just the Georgia Guidestone or the World Watch Institute or the documents that come out of the these organizations like 2 years ago before the election. Barack Obama and the world leaders and 72 world leaders and the Pope agreed to these agreements, which is the carbon-based population reduction agenda.
And that's absolutely true. So we were talking prior to the break about this document that everyone can download for free from stopthecrime.net. It's right at the top of the homepage, and it is entitled Population Engineering and the Fight Against Climate Change. And what they're saying is climate change is amongst the most significant moral problems contemporary societies face today in terms of its urgency, global expanse, and the multitude of its attending harms. Population plays an important role in determining just how bad climate change will be. So here's what they're saying.
Right.
It's been long since undiscussed about reducing the populations. So on page one of this document, it says, threats posed by climate change justify population engineering, a.k.a. killing people. On page two, in the footnotes, I found this very interesting, Dr. Bill. It's one of the very few documents I have ever heard an admission of using weather weapons as a form of killing people. In the footnote of page two, it says, the unthinkable, and I'm going to read that whole footnote right now. It says, along with the standard repertoire of broader policy efforts to fight climate change, which will include reducing consumption, related waste, switching to renewable energy sources, and funding adaptation efforts, etc., they go, why the silence on population reduction? Even if population engineering has been largely overlooked in the climate change debate, unlike its geoengineering, many societies have policies and practices aimed at manipulating the size and structure of the population for different ends. Immigration policies, for example, are often deployed in order to grow, shrink, or stabilize a national population for economic reasons. And then they go on page five. Global greenhouse gas emissions must decline to near zero or less by the year 2100. So when people read the year 2100, they think, oh, that's so far away, I don't have to think about it. But you do need to think about zero or less, because that is no people. That's no life. Then on page 15, it says this, and all of you that are listening need to listen to this very carefully on page 15. Earth cannot sustain larger population. Wealthier societies use more energy, therefore create more greenhouse gas emissions, and must be eliminated. So we are in some very serious realities now about the false realities of climate change and the need to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The plan behind it all along, UN Agenda 21, and all of the words that we have been hearing now for years, has simply been about genocide. That is
right,
what
right.
it has always been about. And right now, they're looking to really reduce our access to resources. And water is high on the list. We have just found out, Dr. Bill, that Pacific Gas and Electric, who is Rothschild, it was announced just yesterday on the radio that they're going to start increasing cost to all people that live in country areas because of the increased maintenance costs required to deliver electricity and the fact that they have to do vegetation management now due to the kinds of fires that we experienced up here in Northern California. No, really, this is a way to price those living in areas that are outside of these smart city zones, or AKA resilient cities, that are literally being set up as toxic in camps to enclose all of us. We are being turned in now to climate refugees. We're
right,
being
right.
forced off of lands into these compact cities called resilient cities. I would urge everyone to watch our YouTube, Kill Cities, by Rothschild and Rockefeller, to understand what we're talking about when we say resilient cities. This is very, very, very serious. I'm going to add this right now, Dr. Bill, because this is exceedingly important. As a builder, several years ago, I was very curious about the ghost that I was hearing about in China. So in reviewing...
You're talking about the ghost cities. So you cut out for a second.
Yeah, I'm talking cities in China. What I heard was that there were these megatropolis cities being built in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And no one...
Hundreds of miles from the coast.
Yes, out in the middle of nowhere. And they were just literally sitting there unoccupied, and they were just being maintained with janitors keeping them clean. Well, then I found out that the Chinese government were going out to the rural farmers by gunpoint and forcing these farmers to move into these cities. These farmers, in many instances, were burning themselves alive, or they were having to put suicide nets around some of the tall towers that they were moving these farmers into. They did not want to move off the land. The idea behind this was to harness the people to create a significant increase in China's use of consumption, because these farmers were self-reliant. They did not need to go and buy and spend money on things.
Right.
The government wants to consolidate this and create in the country. That's what this is all about. And so when I looked at this, I found out after studying it further that the people forced off of the rural land have permits to live in the cities. So it gives them, they're being told when they move into these cities that they will have educational opportunities, they will have health care, and they may potentially have some kind of a job. Well, they're finding that there are no jobs. And if you're 45 or 50 years of age, you are unemployable because you're replaced by younger groups of people that are working. And so the 45 and 50-year-olds are moving back to their farmlands, or attempting to, and finding that their farms where they live have been literally bulldozed over. There's nothing for them to go back to. This is what is happening in China right now.
Yeah, it's a laboratory for the globalists, is what you're saying.
Now, this is happening here in the United States, but it's a different concept. But it's the same thing. I'm going to describe this, Dr. Bill. This is horrifyingly horrible. Now, we're seeing across the country and across the world, all these mega buildings being built. I mean, in downtown Los Angeles, there are 30-story buildings of apartments with mixed use down below. They are predominantly empty, and people are congested on the streets down below, driving and not realizing that they're driving past all these empty buildings. And we're going to pick this up on the other side of the break.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is huge.
Yeah, and there's a reason for it. Insert this little bit of information here. You're absolutely correct. Now, you're in a panic, and I want to put this information out. There's a lot of people in the alternative media, and you're a genius warrior finding and digging up this really bad stuff. It's like digging up a grave field where you didn't realize what happened to your sister or your brothers and their family, and you find the human remains was killed by this mass killer during some war. Let's say you're in Bulgaria or whatever, or Yugoslavia. And they're enraged by the fact you know that this agenda is actually happening. But what I want people to understand is our God is God, and he's on the throne, and he's not nervous. The most important thing to understand is the physical realm that we live in is a hologram.
Yeah.
It is the physical realm is a hologram created by the spirit.
It's like a simulation. Compare the hologram and a simulation.
It's like a simulation, but it's fluid. And also the judgments and blessings are fluid too. That's why people don't realize that God is the God of eternity, and he lives in a zone called the eternal now. To God, there's no past or future or dimensions of size or whatever. God is omniscient in all ways.
Well,
and you can only,
you know,
let me finish before you interrupt me. Now, this is important to understand this. The astral is the realm of consciousness where the primary consciousness that tries to control the astral realm, and he's not in absolute control, is Lucifer. He's the most intelligent created being in the universe. Now, he's not God, so he's not omniscient, etc. And he's been cast out of the third realm, which is the realm of the eternal now, because he wouldn't do God, because even though he was the covering cherub and so on, he was probably the primary, in a sense, engineer that actually, under the direction of God, created the physical universe. All right? So that's why he wants to be co-equal with God. If you look at all high-level Masons beyond the 17th level of the Arkwright, they always refer to Yahweh. They give God the honor of being the initial creator God, but they also give God to the fertility god Baal and Osiris, the god of the underworld that resurrects every Christmas. So you have to understand here, if you don't understand these things, you won't understand we're being milked. And the dark side has to tell us what they're going to do to us before they do it. People like me, for example, that fully understand this, I've ministered to Bill Schneblin, who was a 90th degree Mason. I know the highest level a human can be is 180th degree. I have both natural and supernatural knowledge in this realm, which is why they consider me one of them. That's why the dark side shows respect, because they say, well, Deagle knows all this stuff, more than us even. He must be one of us. But that's a lie. And the fact is, this is why an idiot a few years ago in the Webbot project said, I was the highest deep state intel officer in the world, CIA, etc., talking publicly to the people on Earth. Not Alex Jones or the guys all out there. It is Deagle. Now, these guys are deceiving evil bastards. Because I'm exposing the truth, because I'm the very thing that God showed me before he sent me back from heaven at 8.5. That's a long time ago. 56 years ago is the coming apocalypse. And this year is the first year of the major birth pangs. Earthquakes everywhere, economic chaos, geoclimatic chaos, water shortages, food shortages. Things are going to start really rocking and rolling this year.
The fact is, everyone does need to understand we do not have a water shortage. It is
we don't have any shortage. That's all lies. For example, let me give you a fact. I was one of the charter members 45 years ago of Greenpeace. The carbon oxygen cycle requires carbon dioxide. What we've done is we've poisoned the benthic layer of the oceans, the top 10 meters, and the phytoplankton are not making sufficient oxygen from the carbon that's being dumped into the oceans or absorbed into it. And as a result, the carbon dioxide is going up, but it's because we kill the phytoplankton, because 80% of the oxygen is made by the top 30 feet of water of the oceans. Now, because we polluted, we're damaging the cycle. What these idiots want to do is eliminate, say, SUVs or carbon by cutting down civilization, which is they've actually succeeded in 20 years to drop the oxygen concentration from 21% at sea level around the world to 19%. Now, when you get under 14%, you know what happens to the frontal lobes of human beings? They don't work. And what does still work is the reptilian brain of the amygdala and the rage control nuclei. So you turn into a wild animal when you get under 14%. Did you know that?
Well, Dr. Bill, I would recommend at this point for people that are hearing what you're saying right now that they read the report from Iron Mountain. You can download it from StopTheCrime.net to understand what you are hearing right now and what was told to us when the report came out just right after JFK's assassination. It was given to Johnson. Johnson said the American people are never to see it. They deemed it as being a false.
You know why? You know why Johnson didn't want to see it? Because he was one of the killers that killed JFK.
It wasn't just as
John W. Spring says, a Russian foreign agent. There was collaboration between the Russian agent, the Israeli Mossad, that wanted the nuclear materials in Israel, and I actually have the codes and the information on which specific nuclear reactors the nuclear materials transferred to Dimona for the Israelis to have nuclear weapons in the early 60s. This is not BS. Dr. Dingell has knowledge that no one else in public media that's talking to you on radio or TV knows, and I know all the facts and have a photographic memory.
So
I'm a scary guy.
For people that are listening right now, it's just really enormous. It's a lot to take in. So
but at this point, though, we have to shock people, because only maybe 1/500 of 1% get it. Now, I've been doing this for 13 years on Genesis Network and RBN and my podcasting for the last 7 years out of New York, and I'm disgusted by how people don't even want to ask good questions. Because I don't necessarily say, well, you have to be as smart as Dingell. Look, God put me through living hell to be your warrior. I'm your Joshua, okay? But the fact is, the thing that frightens me most is the fact, not of the dark side and what they're planning, it's the ignorance and lack of wisdom to the regular people out there to even ask questions, because I don't want them to believe anything I say. I don't want to be a cult leader. I want them to ask a question, because whatever answer they get may change their worldview and change their behavior, so we can steer the ship away from the iceberg of human annihilation going on.
The problem, of course, is that everybody has pretty much already been chemically lobotomized. They've certainly been sabotaged with education. They've been propagandized. That has been the goal of the elites, to really dumb us down by lack of knowledge.
But we want to make excuses. It's not just the chemical detoxification, which, you know, fluoride with water, which calcifies the pineal gland, that connects the cortisol. That connects the cord of living waters to your soul, so you have spirit knowledge from the Most High God. The real issue here is we have a diseducation system, and for example, someone like me, they tried to beat out of me back in private Catholic school of grade one and on. Billy Dingell, why are you asking these questions? And I remember I said the story on the show before. Sister Marie Blackie, who was my nun in grade one, she told a story about the kids getting little souls and coming down to earth, and I said, and put my hand up, Billy Dingell in the back, I said, Sister Marie Blackie, what you've told the children is a figment of your very productive imagination, and you are full of rope. And she said, what do you mean by rope? I said, that's what you do when you go to the bathroom and in the toilet. She said, out in the hall, Billy Dingell. And she strapped me until she was ready to have, pass out. And she said, is that enough, Billy Dingell? I said, I don't know. Are you tired? So she remembered when she quit the nunnery and had five kids and was having diverticulosis at the Halifax Infirmary Hospital, and I actually diagnosed her and saved her life. And she said, I remember you. When I saw the movie about Damien Thorne, I thought, who is this guy, Bill Dingell? There's no one on earth like him, and that's the facts.
Well, Dr. Okay. Bill, I'm going to refer everyone also that's listening right now to understand. You can read Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, again, a free download from StopTheCrime.net. But I'm going to read about what you're just talking about right now, and that's education, because on page 7 of Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, it says this: the quality of education given to the lower class must be of the poorest sort, so that the mote of ignorance insulating the inferior class from the superior class is and remains incomprehensible to the inferior class. With such an initial handicap, even bright lower-class individuals have little, if any, hope of extricating themselves from their assigned lot in life. This form of slavery is essential to maintain some measure of social order, peace, and tranquility for the ruling upper class. Now, I want to say that...
Whoa, that's disgusting, eh?
It is. It's absolutely disgusting. So everybody understands, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars is a proclamation of war on the global population.
Yeah, by the devil and his minions, the Pindar, the Druidic Council 13, and the minions like Obama, the Pope, and the of a future American president that'll be the Beast. So much stuff. You know what? I think your alternative job, besides being what I call a biblical Deborah General, is that you're a geopolitical latrine engineer. You can, you pull out the dirtiest, rottenest, most ugly things, and you document it so people can, oh, I want to argue because I don't like Deborah. How about these ugly facts? The latrine smells bad, looks bad, and now it's blasted all over us with a high-power pressure hose.
We were just talking prior to coming back on air what is happening in Canada right now, and you pulled up these articles, and you can tell the folks what's happening in Canada right now, and I'm concerned about this because, of course, here in California, vaccinations for all school kids are mandatory, or a school kid cannot be enrolled in school, any age, any grade, any type of school at all in California without having all vaccinations, which are unbelievable. And we have that vaccination list on StopTheCrime.net. You can find it under Hot Topics, and you will find
let me give you a story, okay? This article, by the way, the main one is to go to the Star. I'll have to post these articles up. But the last vaccine that I saw given was one of the doctors who worked in my office gave a vaccine after my daughter had her first heart surgery at around 7 months. That evening, she spiked a very high fever, and she had a respiratory arrest, so I had to intubate her on my kitchen table to save her life and treat her and bring her to the hospital. Now, I went and did research to find out what the hell are in these vaccines, and I thought, oh, my God, I've been miseducated. People don't realize I've done bad things out of ignorance in the past, over the past, say, 40 years. Most of the time I try to be very wise, thinking, well, and the vaccine she had was a DTAP, which is a diphtheria pertussis tetanus vaccine, and she had a respiratory arrest from it. Now, I researched and found that most of the kids are getting ADD. They're 3 to 5 times more likely, if they're Hispanic or black, if they get the same vaccine set that's going to cause brain on fire, BOF, which I can actually prove with imaging studies and organic acids now. So it's not open to anybody's goddamn opinion, including these doctors like Dr. whatever his name, Pan or whatever his name, Pan up in California, to try to push this law through.
Well,
the fact is these vaccines directly cause inflammation of the brain. They cause ADD. They take the spark of life out of them, and they're particularly designed to make sure their immune systems are actually weakened, not stronger,
against autoimmune
disease, asthma, cancer, etc. They have more of these diseases. In fact, they took people or children that are genetically identical almost in Mexico and across in Texas, and if they had the full vaccine set, they were 5 times more likely to have autoimmune disease like juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, cancer, and asthma as kids eating filth in Mexico across the border 10 or 20 miles away. All right?
Well, we were talking about, for everyone that's listening, you can look this up for yourselves. Type in Canadian school kids expelled for not having vaccinations. And there are over 5,000
kids. You know, my niece made a song up at one of the times I visited. She was a dental hygienist. Unfortunately, last year she died from having a very bad car accident and the consequences of bad doctor care, which I really rail against. Anybody who disagrees with Dr. Deagle, if they're a patient, I pray for you because your end will be grisly. And this is not to be arrogant. It's like, if you don't listen to me, you not only suffer, you'll die prematurely. Anyway, what happened is that what I see happening is if they try to start a vaccine program here in California, there'll be armed resistance. I told the school nurse 3.5 years ago that if they wanted to give my daughter the vaccines, including Gardasil, I was going to give the school nurse a vaccine that was going to contain lead. And then I gave a big, long lecture to the male nurse.
In California, that requires any children that are in school at all must be fully.
What about homeschool? What about homeschool? And the thing is, if they believed in herd immunity and the other kids agreed to that, they thought these vaccines were protective, why would they think one person that's not vaccinated is going to put the herd in danger if they actually had any protection whatsoever from the vaccine they already had? It violates common sense, decency, and logic that you have to make everybody take a vaccine, because if they believe that the vaccine was effective, then the fact that an infected child would not affect another child because you're already protected. It's BS is what it is.
Well, it is. And what is really important to understand when we talk about homeschooling, those parents that don't want their children to learn the disinformation should not be sending their children to school anyway, nor should they be homeschooling, bringing home the curriculum that the state
they should have their own curriculum. A lot of pro-life Christians that are actually patriots have moved out of state. This state is what I call Communifornia. But I want resistance in the state. I want Republicans to take back over the state of California, because it's going to blow up. This year, you're going to see earthquakes in at least Northern California and down in some of the southern areas. You're going to see gas lines broken. You're going to see the state finally get prosecuted. These ICE have been going crazy grabbing people that are illegals here. And, of course, they always do background checks to sign not illegals that are good citizens, the illegals that are criminals. And there's a lot of them here.
We were talking also about what's happening here in Northern California in the burn area. There's an area called Fountain Grove above the Hilton Hotel that burned down, and it consisted of about 1,500 homes, more or less. It's pretty much mostly destroyed. And one of the areas where there's still a few homes left, it's an area, there are different little pockets of homeowners associations that make this entire million-dollar-plus community up. There are million-dollar homes and multi-million-dollar homes that burned to the ground. And they found this toxic levels of toxins in the water supply. And the city is bringing and taking bottled water up to these people and telling them don't drink it and don't boil it and use as little as possible. But they're telling them to hurry up with their showers, which is insane.
No, you can get a whole system from us with pure water systems. They'll take all the toxic chemicals and heavy metals out. It's called pure water. We get 10% off if you go to our pure water tab. We can get you a whole system. They'll take all this crap out. You can do rainwater collection. You can start going for primary water, which is so deep it's well beyond the aquifers that have been poisoned. It has to go 12 to 1,400 feet sometimes or less, but it can bring up primary water. We should have primary water wells and reservoirs all over America. To bring up oasis water, which is what it is. My ancestors, my great-great-grandfather, who ran the largest caravan between Damascus, Syria, and China, Abasha, B-A-S-H-A, they lived, and my great-great-grandmother, to travel, walk beside the camels to China twice a year because there were oasis primary water. So these fools that lie to us about there's no water, they're lying, satanic pieces of garbage.
Well, they are, and we have an excellent YouTube up called Primary Water Explained. Again, go to the top of the homepage at StopTheCrime.net. You'll see a couple of YouTubes. You'll see one about the explanation why we don't get our petroleum from dead dinosaurs. The other one will be about
dead dinosaurs and ferns, right?
Yes, everyone needs to know this. You need to teach this to your children, because your children are feeling hopeless. I talked to a millennium yesterday that said he graduated from Berkeley with honors, and he's working in the service area now. He can't even live where his family lives in Berkeley, California. He can't afford to be there. Millenniums, all of you that are listening, everyone that is older, you've got to help your kids understand this is a huge plot to create despair and to cause people.
Yeah, the greatest disease in America right now, with a little hope now from Trump, but the greatest disease in America and the world is hopelessness.
That's exactly.
And they're not going to get it from false religion, by the way. If they don't have a relationship with God, which seeks the truth spiritually and geoscientifically, they're going to be cannon fodder for the dark side.
That's true. And I wanted to add one more thing, Dr. Bill, because you and I talked about this. In one of the areas that burned up here in Northern California, the city is allowing that area of rebuild. They're allowing them to pull their building permits. But until the benzene problem gets handled in that area, because the entire water infrastructure was decimated because of these directed energy weapons that hit Northern California again.
And burned the trees from the center of the tree out, which you know they hit, yeah. were hit with a weapon. And there wasn't just the slapping of power lines from the Santa Ana winds. It wasn't just not clearing out the duct and the chaparral. They actually were agitating with directed energy weapons. We know that.
Yes.
You can see the videos on
it. That called the plan to burn up Northern California. But what I wanted to say about the issuance of building permits in this specific area of the benzene contamination in this area of Fountain Grove is that the city said they would allow people to pull their building permits, but they would probably not issue occupancy permits until the water problem was fixed.
How the hell are you going to change the water when the entire aquifer is destroyed and they're not going to supply whole end-of-use home detoxification systems like our pure water system?
This is fleecing people that have been already burned out.
Yeah, well, they want to... You remember the operation at the website called Deagle.com? Believe it or not, they call it Deagle.com with my name. And it's the globalists and the resilient cities wanted to compact the remaining population by 2025, 65 million left of 325.7 million into 12 super cities of 5 million plus. That's
exactly
it.
Right. That's exactly right.
You think we're making this up? You're an idiot, you're a fool, and you're going to die in your own sweat and vomit. How's that? Listen up now. Get to the website. Listen to the StopTheCrime.net.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.